With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A court has dealt President Trump a setback in his bid to eliminate birthright citizenship.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco has ruled President Trump's executive order seeking to end birthright citizenship is unconstitutional. It affirms a lower court decision that blocked enforcement nationwide. The order would deny citizenship to children born to people who are in the United States illegally or temporarily. The ruling marks the first time an appeals court has weighed in and brings the issue one step closer to quickly coming back before the Supreme Court. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Columbia University has agreed to pay $220 million to settle Trump administration allegations of on-campus anti-Semitism. The Ivy League school stresses this is not an admission of wrongdoing. The recent devastating deadly flooding in the Texas Hill Country and the response to that disaster, the subject of an investigation by Texas lawmakers. State Senator Charles Perry says this is not about second-guessing, finger-pointing, or scapegoating.
Our select committee will not armchair quarterback or attempt to assign blame. To do so would undermine the very goal of the committee's creation. The goal of our committee is to find constructive policy solutions which will prevent future loss of life like what we, our state, has suffered over the past few weeks.
The Independence Day flood claimed 136 lives. Russian authorities say a plane crash in Russia's Far East near the border with China has claimed 48 lives. The aircraft vanished from radar screens, crashing in a remote mountainous region, and there were no survivors. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 236 points, NASDAQ futures 62 points higher. This is SRN News. A British school redefines masculinity.
Streatham Wells is a primary school outside London, and in selecting male role models for its little boys, it is promoting Canadian actor Elliot Page. The problem is Elliot Page was born Ellen Page and is actually a woman who is living as a man. School officials say they're promoting Page in an effort to teach their male students that masculinity can take many forms. They're also promoting pop star Harry Styles, who frequently wears a dress. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of churches are establishing sensory rooms, offering calm, predictable environments that can help people with mental and emotional disorders attend worship. And it's not just churches. Temple Emmanuel, a Reformed synagogue in Atlanta, has adapted two of its rooms to help handicapped people process sensory input. A former cry room just off the main sanctuary was altered to become the Shalom Sanctuary. This is SRN News. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Congress will need a short-term spending deal to prevent a shutdown October 1st, with leadership allies likely to push for a patch running up until the year-end holidays.
The South Dakota Republicans' comments in an interview Wednesday reveal how Republicans are already thinking about their strategy for the fall funding fight, with Thune expected to face divisions within his own party about what to do. And while Thune acknowledged that Republicans tasked with writing the funding bills will want a short-term stopgap, some GOP hardliners are already pushing for a year-long measure that just extends current funding levels, something Thune cautioned is never a very good solution. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, in a separate interview Wednesday, suggested the House and Senate could use the August recess to discuss resolving differences in their funding measures. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump visiting Scotland this week, returning to the country where his mother was born and raised and where he has a business interest in the form of a couple of golf courses. More details at srnnews.com.